This is Sabrin, participant 9025. All right, before we start, I want you to hit a buzzer for me, whichever one you'd like. And I'm sure this will be very easy for you, but all we're gonna do is, can you tell me the letter?
A.
What's in the picture?
An apple.
And then something else that starts with an A.
An acorn.
Perfect.
B. There's a boy. Bat.
Mm-hmm.
C. Cookies. Car.
What's your favorite kind of cookies?
Chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
D. Duck. Dolphin. E. An elephant. Esophagus. F. A fish. A fart.
What did you say?
I said a fart. G. A guitar. Gluten-free. I said gluten-free.
Gluten-free, perfect.
H. A house. Happy. I. Eyes. An igloo. J. Juice. Jug. K. Key. Kick. I said kick. L. Leaf. Lamp. M. Monkey, man. N, nose, nostril. O, orange, organized. P, plate, persistent.
You use some really cool words that not a lot of people use.
Q, quack, queen. R, red. Rhino. S. Spider. String. T. Table. Oh yeah. Teapot. U. Umbrella. Up. V. Vacuum. Van. W. Watch. Win. X. X-ray. Xylophone. Y. Yogurt. Yo-yo.
There we go.
Z. Zebra. Can it be automatopoeia? Can it be an automatopoeia?
Yeah, it could be anything.
Zoom.
There we go. All right, that was perfect. Thank you.
Great job.
Go ahead and hit another buzzer. Did I overhear you saying you like math? Perfect, that's what's next. So this is really easy.
Yeah, it's not gonna be your advanced math. We know you're above this math, but it'll help us out anyway to hear you say it.
One.
Just say the number and what comes next.
One, two, three, three, four, five, five, six, seven, seven, eight, nine, 10. 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, 15, 15, 16.
It tricks you. Here, what do you think comes next instead of 16?
17? 20.
I know.
We'll what do you patterns now.
Yeah, we're going to do patterns. So what do you think comes after?
25.
Perfect.
25, 30.
Okay, the pattern changes again.
30, 40.
Perfect.
40, 50. 50, 60. 60,
70. 70, 80. 80,
90.
90, 100. Pattern
changes again. 100, 200.
Perfect.
200, 300.
I don't.
Wait,
500. And then. 1,000. Perfect. You did amazing. All right.
16.
can you read out loud what it says?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Perfect.
19 minus 1 equals 18. 6 times 3 equals 18. 21 divided by 3 equals 7.
I think you're the fastest one to do all of these so far, which is great.
You're all doing right. An awesome job.
You are. Go ahead and hit another buzzer. All right, we're gonna do, it's in my hands, and this is gonna be super easy for you as well. So, what is this?
An orange peach colored shoe.
One shoe. What's this?
Two shoes.
Two shoes. Perfect. And some of these words are weird, so I'm gonna tell you what they are. This is a brip, or a brip.
One brip.
Brib.
Brib.
Mm-hmm.
Two bribs. One lamp.
This is called a light.
A light.
Mm-hmm.
Two lights. One bell.
Mm-hmm.
Two bells.
This is a yawk.
One yawk.
Mm-hmm.
Two yawks. One crib. Two cribs.
This is a pint.
One pint, two pints.
This is called a foo.
One foo, two foos.
This is a kel.
One kel, two kels.
Good job. This is
a rock.
Mm-hmm, perfect.
Two rocks.
This is a dup.
One dup. Two dups. One slide. Two slides.
This is a skack.
One skack. Two skacks. One purse.
We're gonna call this a bag.
One bag. Two bags. One boat.
We're gonna call this a ship.
One ship. Two ships. One cup.
Mm-hmm.
Two cups. One sandwich.
We're gonna call this a snack.
One snack, two snacks.
This is a yag.
One yag, two yags.
Okay. This is a mip.
A what?
A mip.
A mip?
Mm-hmm.
A mip, two mips.
This is a smide.
One smide. Two smites.
Perfect. That was amazing. I know some of those words are really silly, aren't they? Yeah. All right. Go ahead and hit another buzzer for me. Amazing. All right. This is one of my favorite ones. So there's a lot going on in this picture. So I just want you to tell me what you see in the picture and maybe like a creative story of what's going on or like how it's happening.
Well, it looks like a boy in a line on a boat and a new place in a pond with lily pads and flowers in the outdoors with fish swimming around, and both are interested in what's happening. Off.
Why do you think there's a line in the boat with a boy? Isn't that kind of odd? What do you think that is?
Maybe the boy tamed it?
Do you think the boy tamed it? Where do you think they're going?
To the little boy's home.
Okay. Anything else?
No, not really.
Next one. Same thing.
Oh. It's a little boy using his imagination as him in a plane in the sky in his bedroom. Mm-hmm. With clouds. And he's in a costume with paper airplanes. And he's on his bed with pillows, directing.
Do you think he's imagining it, like, or do you think he just doesn't have a ceiling?
He's imagining it.
Mm-hmm. I think he wants to be like a pilot, maybe? What do you want to be when you grow up?
A scientist.
A scientist? Oh, you're being a scientist right now? Alright, speaking of scientists, what's going on here?
Looks like she's experimenting that giant octopus. Horse. Yeah. Seeing how it reacts and what it does in the science lab. And the octopus is doing research. Wait, what? The octopus is doing research with her in the science lab, experimenting, trying to figure out what chemicals go together. There's just a lot going on.
I know. Anything else you notice? Any other animals in there, maybe?
Two rats.
Mm-hmm. So you think she's researching the octopus, or is the octopus helping her with something?
The octopus is helping her. Mm-hmm. Although, octopuses are smart.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Last one.
Looks like a fable where a girl is picking giant yaks out of the ground, or onions. And maybe it's her first time getting it, so she's probably gonna show it to her parents, and there are snails and stuff. With more of these onions. And she's picking them out in the outdoors. She probably lives on a farm. That's all.
How do you think it got so big?
Hmm?
How do you think it got so big?
Maybe she probably planted many seeds in one area.
Mm-hmm.
And it grew one really big one.
Anything else? Alright, perfect. Moving on to the next one, so go ahead and hit a buzzer. You can hit one, you can hit two at a time. That was fun. Alright.
You're doing an awesome job.
Alright, this is simple reading, so just go ahead and read the page for me.
Cam was at the water park and could not find his uncle. Cam's arm was bleeding while he was crying, and he was crying. Cam walked slowly around the grass as he searched for his towel. People were talking and laughing. Many kids were eating lunch. Cam's stomach growled. He was lost, his arm was bleeding, he was hungry, and he was alone. Finally, Cam heard someone shout his name. He smiled and turned to see his Uncle Mo walking down the path. He had food from the truck. Pam squished over to him and gave Uncle Mo a big hug. "Are you all right, little man?" Uncle Mo asked. "I am now," Cam said. He picked up his towel and wiped his arm. He also took off his shoes. They sat down. Uncle Mo handed Cam a hot dog and some chips. Cam smiled and said, "Thank you." "So, little man, did your mom and pop tell you the news?" Cam ate his hot dog and shook his head. "No," he said. "I am not here to visit. I'm here to stay, and I'm going to be staying with you for a while." Uncle Mo and Cam thought he was kidding. "No joke," Cam asked. "It is true," Uncle Mo said. Cam smiled big and gave Uncle Mo the rock. When they were done eating, Uncle Mo said, "I'm so glad you knew the way. Let's go back in the water." Cam left his shoes on the grass to dry. Uncle Mo and Cam walked back to the mist maker. Cam felt so happy. It was fun to go out with Uncle Mo, and now Cam would see him all the time.
Perfect. You're a great reader. Thank you for that.
"I have good news, class," said Mrs. Starr. "Our school is going to have a play. The play is called The Princess and the Frog. The principal wants students in our room to dance in the play. She knows we have lots of good dancers in our room. She'd like us to dance the way we dance on the playground. She will visit later this week to pick children in our room to dance in the play. So keep practicing your dancing." Everyone shouted, "Hooray! We're going to be in the play. People will come and watch us dance. What fun!" "I'd like to dance in the play," said Jamia. "Me too," explained Tamara. The girls were good friends. Jamia was a good dancer. Tamara liked to dance too, but she did not know all the dances. I do not know all the dances. "I will not be picked," said Tamara. "I will teach you every dance," said Jamia. Each day on the playground, the girls practiced every dance. They practiced so they would be good dancers in the play. The girls danced and dreamed about being in the play. All children danced and danced all week. On Friday, the principal came in to pick dancers for the play. "You are all good dancers. I'd like all of you to be in the play," she told them. The children were happy. They were excited to all be in the play. Tamia hugged Jamia. "Thank you for helping me," she said. "You're a good friend." The girls were so happy they smiled and danced. All the boys and girls joined in and danced too.
Job. Have you ever been in a play? Do you dance? Do you like dancing? No. All right, last page.
The sweet potato is a root vegetable, so that means it is grown under the ground. Sweet potatoes are large and sweet. Sweet potatoes are long. The skin of a sweet potato can be yellow, orange, red, brown, purple, tan, or purple or tan. On the inside, sweet potato can be tan, white, red, pink, purple, yellow, or orange. If the sweet potato is white or pale yellow, it is not very sweet. If the sweet potato will taste sweeter if it is red, pink, or orange. There are many ways to cook sweet potato. You can bake it in the oven. You can make sweet potato fries. You can even make sweet potato pie. Janetta's big brother, Jamal, reads lots of books. Janetta reads too, but sometimes she just plays with her cat. One day, her brother came home from school with a top reader prize. Jamal was very happy. Mom and Dad were pleased. Janetta was happy too, but she also wanted to be a top reader. You must read 5 or more books in a week. I will help, her brother said. Mom took them to the library to get lots of books. Jamal helped his sister read the books. The next week, Janetta got a top reader prize. Fantastic. Let's read lots of books every week. So you both will always get top readers, said Dad.
Perfect. All right. You did great. You want to go ahead and hit another buzzer? Whichever one.
How many at a time?
You can hit as many as you want at a time. Good job.
You're doing great.
All right. This is kind of similar to pictures. I want you to tell me what's going on in the picture and pretend as if I don't know anything. How would you explain it to me?
Well, it seems that the boy is brushing his teeth by holding the toothpaste. Make it sure it probably doesn't spill.
How do you brush your teeth? What's the step by step?
Well, first you get your toothbrush and your toothpaste. Open the toothpaste and put it on the toothbrush. Then close the toothpaste up. Make sure that it doesn't spill. Then scrub the toothbrush on your teeth for at least 2 minutes. And that's how.
Perfect. That was very detailed. Thank you.
It seems like the kid's washing his hands on the sink the boy is washing his hands. And he's in the bathroom. And he's washing them for a good amount of time. And he will get soap and scrub it for 20 seconds and then wash all the soap off.
All right, perfect.
Pretty simple. Looks like the kid is having a little bit of trouble tying his shoes. Or he's just tying his shoes. Well, and he's sitting down trying to concentrate really hard to do it. Well, the steps are, first you have to cross them like an X, pick one through, then pull, make one as a loop, wrap it around on a little hole, pin it through to make another loop, and pull firmly. To double tie, just do the same, the first steps again with the loops.
Thank you. That was like the best description I've gotten about tying your shoes. So.
Looks like the girl is pouring a lot of cereal into the bowl, or probably drinking some water or juice to go with it, with her spoon right there. So first, you have to get your cereal, milk, and bowl. Pour the cereal into the bowl. Get the milk that you like and pour it in. Make sure you don't get too much cereal. And then get a drink to go with it. Looks like the boy is trying on shirts to go outside or something. Or to go somewhere. And he's trying on which shirts and pants he had to get on. It depends on the temperature. If it's warm, if it's like hot or kind of warm, you just put a short sleeve. If it's cooler and cold, you put a long sleeve or a hoodie on. And if it's like in the summertime, shorts and short sleeve shirt. And in like the fall, winter, you put in like long sleeve or hoodie with long pants.
Perfect, thank you.
Ooh. Looks like this girl is making icing for cupcakes for like a party or something. And he's adding icing and she's probably gonna add sprinkles onto it. and she thinks, and she is working hard on it. It seems like she's been making it before, so her concentration is good. Well, you have to make the cupcakes. It will take a few hours to make them. Then you gotta make the icing, put the icing on, and probably put some sprinkles and toppings to go with it.
What's your favorite kind of cupcake?
Chocolate.
Love chocolate cupcakes.
Just chocolate. Chocolate and chocolate. It looks like a little kid is painting or hand painting. Well, get the paint in a bucket, put the paint in the bucket. If you want to have a different color, just mix two together. And then you'll have it. And you can either watercolor or just paint naturally.
Do you like painting? Do you paint ever or draw?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What do you usually paint or draw?
Well, we only do it in art class. Well, I do like to draw space. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite fact about space? Do you have a cool one to tell me?
Space is endless and it has infinite paths. There is a multi-universe, infinite dimensions, and there is no end. It keeps growing and growing and growing until it shrinks and
it's
grows and shrinks.
Alright.
Looks like this kid is learning how to put on his seatbelt. And he's in the car. Get your seatbelt, put it to your side, get the little thing, and put it with the clicker. Oh, looks like the little girl's using her imagination for feeding her bear some soup.
That's kind of self-explanatory, isn't it?
It looks like a kid who's mixing everything around from like witchcraft to ballerina to everything.
Do you think they're going somewhere?
No.
Just playing around?
Mm. It's kind of hard to describe.
I know.
It's two kids on a slide. They're having fun. And, well, you climb up the ladder, wait for the other person to go. When that's over, you go. It just repeats. A kid playing soccer. And, well, you have to get the soccer ball, and when the game starts, you kick it around, and you try to score.
Do you play any sports?
Baseball.
Mm-hmm. Is there like a specific position you play?
I usually play in the outfield. Looks like two kids building something with letters and that says blue. Oh, it looks like the older sibling is pushing the little sibling on the swings. Or maybe that's the mom and that's the kid. Well, you have to get the child up there first. And then you're going to put it back and swing. And then push them thoroughly. Looks like they're sharing with a lollipop.
Mm-hmm. And this one's also self-explanatory. Alright, last one of these.
He's probably sitting in timeout, and there's a timer there mm-hmm. for how long he's going to be there, and thinking about his actions, and about what he can do better.
Mm-hmm. Great job. Alright, go ahead and hit another buzzer. since you said you like space, let's talk about this one. Can you tell me what's going on?
Oh, it looks like this girl. It's probably in her head or imagination. She's in space, saving dragonflies from this. Mm-hmm. And she's trying to grab as many as she can and put them in the jar or to experiment. Also, there's a top.
What's that?
UFO.
Oh.
And there's a ladybug in there. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Let's do one more and then we can be done. Okay. Tell me which one you want to do and whichever one you find interesting, okay? Just tell me when to stop.
This one.
You want to talk about this one?
Well, it looks like it's a little frog. It's in a mug. Mm-hmm. Seems very happy and cute for someone to keep in the mug. And it's wearing a crown.
You think it's like a king frog?
Or queen.
A queen frog?
Maybe.
Anything else about this one?
Nothing really.
Alright, well, thank you. That's all.